Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the seventh video of the Old Testament Survey course. In the last section, we gave an introductory overview of the geography of the Old Testament, and in this section, we're going to do a similar brief overview of the history. This is intended to give you a framework of the big picture historical events as a skeleton in which to fit all the rest of the events that you will be learning. This then is the outline of the things that God did in the Old Testament. And keep in mind that these events are leading up to Jesus, and therefore the Old Testament is an unfinished story that only finds its full conclusion in the New Testament. Now, speaking of the Old and New Testaments, you're probably aware that this is the normal division of the Bible in its history into the two testaments, which are also known as the two covenants. The Old Testament is the story of God's people Israel. It tells the story of creation, the fall into sin, and God's creating the nation of Israel from the family of Abraham and leading them into the promised land as their inheritance. It tells the history of that nation in its waves of faithfulness, alternating with waves of idolatry, and it was all preparing for Jesus. And then the New Testament is the story of Jesus and God's people, the church. It tells of the arrival of Jesus, his proclaiming of the kingdom and salvation. It tells of his dying to purchase salvation and to inaugurate the kingdom, and his rising from the dead to rule his kingdom, prove the salvation, and send his Spirit. So this division of Bible history, indeed all of history, into the Old and New Testament is certainly correct, and it's the natural way to divide it. However, that's not the only possible way to divide biblical history, and there are others which are equally true and logical. They just highlight different issues. So another way to divide history is the first 11 chapters of Genesis and then the rest of the biblical history. Genesis chapters 1 through 11 tell the problem. They tell about the rebellion of humanity into sin and its downward spiral into greater sin and all its consequences. And then Genesis chapter 12 through the book of Revelation chapter 22, that tells the solution. Starting with Abraham, God's plan is revealed and worked out over a long period as his creation is slowly renewed. In other words, God's solution to humanity's problem did not start with Jesus, but started almost from the beginning of the Old Testament, and then came to completion in Jesus. And then another way to divide Bible history is from one paradise to another, paradise lost and regained. In this division, Genesis chapters 1 and 2 are the first paradise, the Garden of Eden, created perfect by God. And then Genesis 3 through Revelation chapter 20 is the world's present creation ruined by sin, but in process of being redeemed. There are different stages and levels of realization of this redemption throughout this long period, but none are yet a full realization of renewed paradise. We are awaiting the new paradise that is described in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. And the coming paradise will be even better than the first paradise. Something to look forward to. Now, the last way to look at the historical divisions of the Bible is the growth of the kingdom. And I want to give credit for teaching this division to Graham Goldsworthy. Genesis 1 through 1 Kings 10 describes the prosperity of the earthly kingdom to the high point under King David and his son Solomon. Then from 1 Kings 11 through the end of the Old Testament, the earthly kingdom declines and fails because of the unfaithfulness of God's people, so that eventually they end up in exile. Yet, at the same time that the earthly kingdom was declining and the prophets were announcing its judgment, the prophets were also announcing the promise of a new, greater kingdom. And the New Testament is the record of the revelation of the kingdom of God in Jesus. These then are some big divisions of the history of the Bible. And like I said, I think all are helpful and accurate in their own ways. Now, let's look at the main way I would like us to divide up the Old Testament history. There are five distinct periods of time covered in the Old Testament. These are the five major epochs of Old Testament history. The first epoch is called the prehistory. Now, this does not mean that it happened before history or that it's not real history. It's labeled prehistory because these events happen before the things we can know from other sources outside the Bible. The prehistory epoch contains the following events: the creation of the world, the fall of our first parents into sin and the consequences, and the downward spiral of the first humans and their experience of God's wrath against sin. And that includes God destroying the entire world with a flood in the time of Noah. The second epoch is the time of the patriarchs, also known as the fathers. In this epoch, God chooses one man, Abraham, and he begins his program of salvation for all humanity through Abraham and his family. He begins by promising to bless the world through Abraham and his offspring. And the promise is protected, even in times when it seems extremely doubtful whether the promise would be fulfilled or not. Then the third epoch is the Exodus and the conquest of the Promised Land. In this epoch, God rescues his people from slavery in Egypt. Then he builds them into a nation. He enters a covenant relationship with them and gives them a revelation of his rule. And he leads them to capture and occupation of the Promised Land. The fourth epoch is the time of the monarchy. The nation of Israel is given a king to lead them like the other nations, and they have a long series of kings, some of whom lead the nation toward God's blessing and peace, and some who lead them away. During this time, God's people are divided into two separate nations because of sin and idolatry. And during this period, the northern kingdom is taken over by the Assyrians and ceases to exist. And then the last epoch is the time of exile and return. During this epoch, the southern kingdom falls into idolatry and is conquered and taken captive into Babylon as a result. After being disciplined there for 70 years, a small remnant of the people returns to the Promised Land. And this renewal group struggles to be the kingdom of God with varied success. And thus, the Old Testament ends with renewed hope, but without fully experiencing God's promise of blessing. The Old Testament ends with unfinished business, with a cliffhanger that will only be resolved in the New Testament. Now, hopefully these five historical categories will help you have a framework to learn and understand all the historical events that you'll see in the Old Testament. So, let's review the five epochs of Old Testament history. They are prehistory, patriarchs, Exodus conquest, monarchy, and exile return. To help you memorize these, notice that the first two start with P, and the third and fifth start with E and are hyphenated, and you're on your own for monarchy. All right, this has been a summary introduction to the historical events of the Old Testament. In the next section, we'll look at a similar overview of the divisions of the Old Testament literature, that is, the books themselves. Until then, thanks for watching.